Hello again, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. Again, this show is Faith in Action, and I am so pleased that you are joining us. And what an interesting segment. We only have less than 15 minutes left in the show. So again, if you've been with us from the beginning, thank you so very much. If you're just joining us, I'm the host of the show, Joanne Fox, and my first guest was Patrick Castle, and he is the founder of the Life Runners team, which remembers the unborn and does everything in its power to make sure that other people also remember the unborn. So what's happening is the Life Runner Across America Relay actually starts on Independence Day, July 4th, goes through Sunday, August 7th, and it crisscrosses our nation. But the big news is Saturday, July 23, and Sunday, July 24th, the relay is going to pass through Elk Point, Jefferson, and North Sioux City, South Dakota, Sioux City, Iowa, and then it does go across the Veterans Memorial Bridge into South Sioux City, Nebraska. So we're going to give you a lot more information if you're thinking to yourself, this might be of interest, something you'd like to participate in as well. So in the studio with me is Paula Parmalee, and she has been associated with the Life Runners for some time, despite the first experience of the blizzard out there in, it would be in Colorado, right?
No, it was Black Hills.
It was the Black Hills. Yeah, it was in the Black Hills of South Dakota. See how quickly I forget, because I'm old. But Paula and I have done all kinds of stories over the years, and so it's a treat to have her in the studio to talk about this. So Paula, let's say a listener is intrigued with all of this and says, gee, I'd like to be a part of this in some way. What would you recommend they do?
Thank you, Joanne. Well, I think the first step would be to join the team. Go to our website, liferunners.org/join. Join the team. The cost is minimal. It's the cost of a jersey. So you'll want to get a jersey. That's really the only requirement to be a Life Runner, is to buy a jersey and to wear it in public as a public witness for the unborn. And second, if you want to start the relay, you can start it on July 4th. You can do it at your own time, your own convenience. You can do it on course, or you can do it virtually from wherever you're at. We'd like to have you with us on the 23rd, but that's not a problem at all. If you want to do it before then, if the 23rd doesn't work out for you, you can either run on course, like I said, or from wherever you're at on a different date, a different time. You choose. So once you go to that website and you sign up to be a Life Runner, then what you'll want to do is to register for some relay legs. That also is at our website. It's liferunners.org/relay. Okay, so there it's kind of self-explanatory. It will walk you through how to choose the state you want to run in. If you want to run in South Dakota at the South Dakota arm, go ahead and choose South Dakota. If you want to do the Iowa part, choose Iowa. And then there'll be on the left-hand side, it will just be tell you what leg you want to choose, where you want to choose to run, or sign up for, you know, any part of the relay. If you really want to be running for Utah or something, you know, that's fine too. Choose some legs in Utah, because we like to fill up as many legs as possible. So dedicate your time in your jersey to whatever relay legs work for you. And again, I just want to emphasize, choose the date and the time that works for you. And then the next step would be to pray the creed. And Joanne already talked about the creed. She prayed it in the first part of the program. So again, at our website, the creed, you'll be able to find the creed written out there. So you can order some prayer cards, or you can just pray it right from that, right from the website. Share your photos, take photos, whatever activity you're going to do. If you want to walk, if you want to run, if you want to ride your bike in your jersey, take some photos of you doing that and then share them on social media. We do have a Facebook page, Sioux City Life Runners. So if you want to go to Facebook and share them on there, if you want to go to the National Life Runners Facebook page, that's an option as well. That's basically it, Joanne. It's really, really pretty easy. The relay will cover 1,528 legs, covering 359 miles, excuse me. So we want you to be part of that.
Absolutely. Now, let's say that a listener is interested in being a part of the local aspect. So it would begin in Elk Point. About what time in the morning are you folks thinking of, I don't know, coming off the starting line, I guess,
right.
out of the blocks?
Our plan is to start early in the morning. It will be hot, July 23rd. We're anticipating heat. So if this all works out, we're going to start at St. Joseph Church in Elk Point. My goal right now is 7 a.m. Now, that could change a little bit. Text me. My phone number is on all this information, 712-635-6196. If you'd like to text me, I can get you some information. Call me, text me. I usually respond better to a text a lot of times. And I can give you the specific time that we nail it down to. So approximately, we're going to run from Elk Point, St. Joseph Catholic Church, to St. Peter's in Jefferson. That is a little over a 7-mile run from the church to church. We're also going to have a leg starting over at Dakota Valley.
Okay.
Dakota Valley School.
And that is actually in North Sioux City, South Dakota.
Yes, that is correct. And they will run their leg down to St. Teresa.
Right, and that is in Dakota Dunes, just over the bridge from the Iowa side of the border.
And I'm looking for runners for all of these distances. And we'll do that simultaneously so that we don't have to just drag this out, you know, all day long. The other thing I really need is runners to go from St. Peter's over to Sacred Heart. And it's broken down into 5Ks. So that's a...
Oh, okay.
It's not all at once. Now, no one person has to do the entire amount. But we break it down into 5K sections, which is approximately 3.1 miles. And sometimes we can do less. I mean, you know, if you just want to do a mile, do a mile. You know, mm-hmm. if you want to do half a mile. I'll have vehicles out there picking people up, you know, along the way. They might get too tired. Do they want to take a break? Yeah, hop in.
Absolutely. And Sacred Heart Catholic Church is in what we call the Riverside area of Sioux City, Iowa. Again, right across the bridge from Blessed Teresa there in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And then one of the things that I'm sure you're going to do is ultimately get to our Planned Parenthood facility, which I'm sure a lot of people thought was closed, but in actuality, not so much. And Planned Parenthood is right off of what we would call here in Sioux City Old Highway 20 or Gordon Drive and Stone Avenue. The Casey's on the corner of Gordon Drive and Stone is a nice kind of marker. And then it is also next door to Mary's Choice, which we have featured Mary's Choice, which is a resource pregnancy center, very pro-life on this program. So is there kind of an ETA on when the runners, walkers, or drivers might be at Planned Parenthood to pray?
Good question, Joanne. We're planning on having prayer warriors out at Planned Parenthood starting at 11:30, 12 o'clock, noon. But if that people want to go earlier and start praying, they can. I'm also looking for a couple runners, I might have mentioned this, to run from Planned Parenthood to the downtown area. And then from there, across the Vets Memorial Bridge over into Nebraska, South Sioux City, Nebraska. But the goal is to have those prayer warriors out there praying at the time the runners are running.
Sure. Absolutely. Once they cross into South Sioux City, Nebraska, is there a location there that people might gather? I'm thinking, you know, St. Michael's Catholic Church is right across the bridge, not too far. There's that lovely little park that's dedicated to our veterans that is right across the bridge. Or is that kind of still to be determined?
That's still to be determined. It's really nice when the relay goes across bridges. Like, so going across the Vets Memorial Bridge, you're very visible. I've had runners do this in the past. It makes for really nice photos, and it just is a good witness. So if anybody is inclined and really wants to take that on, give me a call. Let me know, because I need people to sign up.
Absolutely. So, listeners, again, lots of information about the Life Runners team and this Life Relay across America. Paula mentioned her phone number. I will give it again. It is 712-635-6196. And if you now finally grabbed a pencil and a piece of paper, again, 712-635-6196. She prefers text messages, but I know she'll answer the phone. Absolutely. And then, of course, you can always go to liferunners.org. /relay/join/anything, because there's lots of wonderful information there. So I want to thank my guests on the show today, Pat Castle, who founded Life Runners, and my good friend Paula Parmalee, who's been in the studio to talk about the local aspect of Life Runners and this Life Relay across America. Thank you so much for joining us, Paula.
It's been a pleasure, Joanne. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the exposure to Life Runners, and I'm really hoping that we get a lot of people interested in signing up and joining us. And like Joanne has already mentioned, you know, just wearing that T-shirt, that jersey as a public witness, it says so much. It matters, and you might not realize it, but people notice it.
Yes, they do, and it could make a difference. So again, listeners, I appreciate so much you taking the time to set your dials to 88.1 FM. And also, you can hear this on our podcast, on our website, SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com, and we appreciate that as well. So on behalf of myself and my executive producer for this show, Ann Reed, I want to remind you a faithful reaction is good, but faith in action is so much better. Thanks for listening, and God bless.